Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner, and then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Here I am in the Coach's Corner, and what I want to talk to you about are words. I have some great quotes from very famous people that I want to share with you today, and what made me think of using this particular piece for today's show is because I don't know anyone better with words than our special guest today, Beverly Nadler, an awesome author, an amazing poetress, very articulate when she speaks, in her trainings, in her conversations, truly one of the most powerful people I know when it comes to saying the right words in the right way at the right time. So here are some of my favorite quotes. Robert Frost, in three words, I can sum up everything I've learned about life. It goes on. Audrey Hepburn says, for beautiful eyes, look for the good in others. For beautiful lips, speak only words of kindness. And for poise, walk with the knowledge that you are never alone. Martin Luther King Jr. says, in the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. Napoleon Hill says, think twice before you speak, because your words and influence will plant the seed of either success or failure in the mind of another. Buddha says, however many holy words you read, however many you speak, what good will they do if you do not act on them? Next is another one from Buddha. Better than 1,000 hollow words is one word that brings peace. John F. Kennedy, one of my all-time favorite presidents, said, as we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. Napoleon Bonaparte says, a picture is worth 1,000 words. That one we've heard so many times, never knew that it came from Napoleon Bonaparte. Again from Buddha, whatever words we utter should be chosen with care, for people will hear them and be influenced by them for good or ill. Mark Twain tells us, action speaks louder than words, but not nearly as often. And Lao Tzu says, kindness in words creates confidence. Kindness in thinking creates profoundness. Kindness in giving creates love. Beverly Nadler, truly, truly one of my favorite authors, certainly my favorite poetress, my best friend. I could go on and on, but I'm running out of words. Over to you, Beverly.
Wow, that was beautiful, Joyce. I really admire the fact you're on the show every single day, and there is never a day that you just totally can rely on just guests. You know, the guest is going to speak. You're always doing research, always looking up things that you can also present that somehow either touch upon the show specifically or just give more meaning to it. And they were really, those quotes were great.
And I thank you for that, and I thank you for being our most valuable guest with us each and every Thursday. Here's to your health Thursday. And I always talk about your shows, truly, to the other guests as well, because you have so much to offer. I don't believe anyone should miss any of your shows because you're covering physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. I love that you're very, very spiritual. And I know that a lot of our audience has found us because they're interested in spirituality. So having said all of that, the author of Vibrational Harmony, the book in which I wrote the foreword that I'm so proud of, not the page I wrote, but the work that you did, a work way before its time. Over to you, my friend, Beverly Nadler.
Oh, thank you, Joyce. It's always a pleasure to be on the show, and I particularly love this topic because it's just fairly recently that the Western world has caught on to the fact that the importance of chakras. You know, we talk about the fact that everything is energy, and that's what I teach, and it's what Einstein said, everything is energy, that's all there is to it, and a lot more than that about energy. And this is what the chakras are. They are energy, spinning energy wheels. They are like non-physical organs, and I'm going to explain how to strengthen and balance your chakras because it has a tremendous amount to do with health and healing, physically, mentally, and emotionally. And as you open and your chakras are balanced, you become more spiritual automatically. You just get a sense of who you really are, which is a spiritual being having a human experience. So let me just give a little bit of, I'd say, a brief review. And for people who want to really get the full story, they would also want to tune into last Thursday's show, which was January 23rd, when we did part one of chakras. Today, we're doing part two.
And it was so valuable, so extraordinary, that we both decided we needed a part two. So, folks, at some point, you can go to our archives 24/7 and hear part one if you missed it, January 23rd, in the archives, Joyce Barry, BARRIE, and friends.com.
Okay. So here is this brief review. Again, what are chakras? They're very important energy centers. They're the places in the body that absorb and release energy to and from the body. The word chakra is derived from the Sanskrit word that means wheel. And if we were actually to see the chakras, we would actually see a wheel of energy continuously revolving or rotating. It functions somewhat like a computer disk. A computer disk stores and distributes information. Well, a chakra does a similar function within the human body by storing and distributing energy in different ways. They're also called power stations because they're responsible for keeping our mind and our body healthy. And when they're balanced, they increase the agility of our mind and we create a happier, healthier life. The seven main chakras are the ones we will be talking about. The three lower and the three upper, and there's one chakra in the middle, which is the heart chakra. And that's like a bridge between the mind and the soul and the body. The mind and soul being the upper and the body being the lower. And you want all the chakras to be balanced. You want it to be spinning in the proper direction at the proper frequency. When the lower chakras are dominant, people tend to neglect spiritual life. They are too materialistic and preoccupied with possessions. But when the upper chakras are dominant, which you can say, well, that's much better, well, perhaps, but then people tend to ignore the physical, and they're not grounded, so they may be more creative and spiritual, but they have difficulty living in this physical world. So you want all of your chakras to be functioning properly. Now, each chakra relates to a sense and an element, and I'm going to explain that now. The first chakra is the base chakra, which is at the base of the spine, and that's related to the sense of smell and also to the earth, and there are key words, I live, I have, and their color is red. Now, the reason I'm telling you the colors is because one of the ways of balancing and harmonizing and strengthening your chakras is to use visualization. I will be talking about healing, and meditation and visualization is a form of healing for the chakras, and you want to visualize the colors. Now, for people who say, oh, I can't visualize, well, it's not true. You think you can't because you may not get the same sense that you think you're going to see things the way you see with your eyes open. Doesn't necessarily have it happen that way. You will get a sense of it. If you think even the color red will say, if you want to strengthen, if you realize that you're not grounded, that your finances are struggling, that you're not really often here, you know, really present in the present time, and you want to strengthen your physical, the chakra that's most related to the physical earth, the first chakra, you can think red instead of visualizing it in the sense that we think of visualization. So I will talk about the others later, but I wanted to give you a sense of why I'm telling you the colors.
I like that you're telling us the colors, and I like that you're giving the key things about chakras. I had no idea how much there was to learn about chakras until you did part one last week on Thursday. So, folks, you really do want to access that show as well.
The second chakra is also known as the sex chakra because it does the organs that are associated with it happen to be the sex organs, but it's got a lot more to do with your life than sex. It's also known as the sacral chakra, and what the elements that are associated with it is taste and water. And it's, I feel, here's your emotional chakra. When you're really getting into an emotional state, good or bad, you've really activated that sacral chakra. And it has a lot to do with your ability, not just sexually, but enjoying life. It's the sense of, it's a taste, but also any of the senses can be heightened, and you have more pleasure in life and being able to enjoy what is around you. Yeah, there's always negative stuff happening in the world because we live in a world of polarity, but you can focus on the things that you enjoy, and you get a lot more enjoyment when this second chakra is open and when it is spinning properly. And the color here is orange.
Very good. and all the what, before you go on with the rest and other colors, what's the significance of knowing the colors?
The significance is that you visualize them or think them when you are doing some of the meditations and visualizations that I will be talking about later, explaining how to do them, so that you actually activate that chakra. And when you think the color, or in your mind's eye, if you can see the color, that helps to do that.
Very interesting indeed. Please continue.
Okay. The third chakra is the solar plexus chakra. Sometimes it's called the navel chakra, but it actually is at the solar plexus. And that has to do with the elements of sight and also fire. And the words here, the key words, is I act and I will. And it's yellow. Now, also, it is the mind chakra in the sense that, now when I say the mind, the conscious mind, the thinking that has to do with willing, that has to do with planning. It's a very, very powerful chakra. In fact, we know that the martial artists, their strength comes from the solar plexus. If you've ever seen these the photographs, or even on TV, they sometimes showed martial artists, masters at it, who could actually move people and push them just with their energy, not touching them. The energy came from their solar plexus. So it is a very, very powerful chakra. And its color is yellow, bright yellow, sometimes called golden, but generally just referred to as yellow. Those are the three lower chakras. These are the chakras that have to be functioning properly for us to have a physical life that is fulfilling, where we can plan and we can think and we can bring about manifestation. All of this comes from the lower chakras. So if, even though many spiritual people think, well, I just want to open up my upper chakras, not if you want, expect to live comfortably, fulfilled, make a decent living, health, success, all of these things are from your lower chakras. Now, the fourth chakra, that is the balancing chakra, the bridge between your upper and your lower. And that's called that's the heart chakra. And it's actually, you know, what I'm telling you, where these chakras, that's where they are. The base chakra is at the base of the spine. The sixth chakra is at the sacral, which is a little above it. The third chakra at the solar plexus. The heart chakra is, that's why they got their names, is at the level of the heart. And what we think about there is I love. This is a way, if you want self-esteem, self-confidence, self-love, appreciation, this comes from an open heart chakra. And especially important is the self-love. We can say, no, I want to do things for other people and I want to love everyone. But you can't love from an empty basket, from an empty heart. You must love yourself first. That's why there's so many courses and trainings on self-love.
And there can never be enough of that, because given the state of the world today and stress and lack of peace, what more important than to have an open heart chakra, feel good about yourself, and then in turn feel good about others. There's no way you can feel good about others if you're really down and critical of yourself.
Very, very true. And the color associated with the heart chakra is green. Now, some people in the past few years have said, no, it's pink. And actually, I'm still reading green. But you can picture either, and sometimes if you're doing work on the heart chakra, pink or green. The gland that's associated with it, by the way, is the thymus gland. And the thymus gland, interestingly enough, is your major gland of your immune system. So what does that tell you? It says that love and healing and having a strong immune system go together. So this is very important to understand that. And you can see connections here in so many things. I realize I did not give you the gland for the first chakra, which is your adrenal glands. And interestingly enough, okay, stress. When we are dealing with stress, which we are all constantly, we have to know how to manage and help ourselves not to take on the stress and to allow ourselves to let go of it. But that's the adrenal glands. They're responsible for that. And that's in the first chakra. And the second will be organs, as I said, with the sexual organs. And the third chakra is your also the adrenals and also your pancreas. Pancreas, very interesting, because that so many people now are diabetic or pre-diabetic. And the pancreas, of course, is the gland that is responsible for sugar metabolism. And when you don't have proper sugar metabolism, you can have diabetes. So you can see how these organs, non-physical organs, are affecting your physical organs. And so much, as Joy said, there is so much to know about this. We're going now to the...
Before you go on, I just want to say about the heart chakra. When you said pink or green, I never heard of green in connection with the heart chakra. That's my favorite chakra. And I bought the most beautiful pink crystal, which in a store that just sells crystals and, you know, really knows this stuff, they said that the pink represented the heart chakra. So I never did hear green before. I'm not disputing it. I just never heard it. And I was thinking of this beautiful heart chakra crystal I bought, which was in the most beautiful pink. So
it's a rose quartz. And the rose quartz,
that's it.
Yeah, is associated with the heart. But the color, traditionally, you look at almost any book or online, you will find that it's green. And I always wondered about that because I thought in terms of heart, you know, the rose quartz for the heart as a gemstone, but green is traditionally the color. So
and
you
folks,
can pick to whichever
why
way.
Would you need to go online and check it out when we have our guru right here with us every single Thursday? You need only listen to her, and you will get all this information. And, yes, of course, I'm kidding, and you're welcome to check out What You Wish online as another resource. But I will say that my favorite resource for health and all this kind of good information is from our friend Beverly Nadler, who's so appreciative of making a difference in your life via the show and what it has to offer her. Just listen up to all the reasons why you should be listening every day.
There's an extraordinary and fun-filled way to make sure you always have a positive day. Listen to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one radio show, weekdays live at 11 a.m. Eastern, on Blog Talk Radio. Her Coach's Corner has memorable quotes and life lessons with objectives. Some of her guests entertain, while others offer valuable perspectives. You'll hear important ways to improve your health and wonderful ways to increase your wealth. Learn about business opportunities and healthy products galore. Don't miss a show. Tune in daily to hear what else is in store. Your mind will be stimulated and your heart will be captivated. You'll be informed and educated while you're inspired and motivated. Enjoy the lively conversation and fascinating views. Hear valuable suggestions and great ideas for you to use. Be sure to refer your family and friends, because they'll want to know about Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show.
The number one worldwide radio show. And it takes you folks to continually listen to our show, to follow us on Blog Talk Radio. That has it not only happen, but has us stay in a number one spot. Thank you. Before we go back to you, Beverly, let's go to our mutual friend, Country Boy, who is a big fan of yours. Welcome to the show. Good morning. And I know you'd like to share with us.
Share? Actually, I've been working today, Joyce. I didn't got off with about, you probably got about 8 or 10 more people. Beverly, I apologize. I was just getting bits and pieces on your conversation today. I know it's always good. It got so good, I couldn't keep it to myself. So, Joyce, I'm going to give my time. No, if you see any 770-404-678 numbers in your call ID, give them my time today because I always got something good to say, but I'm going to pass the love back over you guys. Wait, back to you, Joyce.
Okay, well, we both appreciate you and value your contributions. Let me go to not those numbers, which I don't have, but one that, let's see, she was here a moment ago. That was Janice a moment ago. But how about this one? You're not in the host queue, 678-768, but I've seen you in our studio before. Is there something you'd like to share? You're always welcome to just listen and not speak, but I have seen you, and I know you do listen to us here and there. So welcome to the show, and just wanted to give you that opportunity. Okay, back to you, Beverly.
Okay, we're coming now. We've just left the heart chakra, which is the bridge between the upper and the lower chakras. And now we're on the fifth chakra, which is the throat chakra, which is located where the throat is. And that what's associated with that is hearing and sound. And the words would be I express and I speak. And the color is blue. And the gland that's associated with it is the thyroid gland. I want to mention something that I realize. The sacral chakra, second chakra, sixth chakra, orange chakra. I feel also I create. And the I create is very important. It's not only creating, you know, a family, children, but a lot of your creative energy comes from there. Now, when the sixth chakra is blocked, then that energy will move up to the throat chakra, and that will be from, that's the point from which you will create. So that we all create. There's no such thing as not creating. But the chakra that is most associated with it is your second chakra. Okay, now we move to the third eye chakra, which is the sixth chakra, and that's where we get our sixth sense from. The psychic abilities, and what's associated with that is light. The words are I see. The color is indigo, which is a very, very dark blue, and it's the pineal gland. And the crown chakra, seventh chakra, it is the very, very spiritual chakra. It's related to pure consciousness. There's no sensory associations because it's really out of this world, so to speak, and the words that would apply would be, I am. It's violet or purple. Some people call it violet, some call it purple, but also it's been associated with a white, and that is the pituitary gland, which, by the way, is considered the master gland that controls all the glands in your body, and so the seventh chakra, in a sense, because it is you, the real you, because you are really a spiritual being having a human experience. And so you want to be grounded in all of your chakras or to have them all balanced and all harmonious and spinning in the proper direction and at the proper speed, because you as a spiritual being having a human experience want to be enjoying and fulfilling your human experience and fulfilling what you want in this human experience.
Beverly, say a little bit more about the crown chakra. We have a very spiritual following as well, and since that's the spiritual one, what more can you tell us about that one?
Well, that's the one that you're basically in meditation, especially if you're doing what's known as Kriya Yoga meditation, where you are meditating on being in harmony with or alignment with your true self, like your higher self, sometimes called, the part of you that is the connection to God. That's the chakra that is related to that. And I had an unusual situation until recently, is that I had, because of my meditations, opened the top three chakras to such a point that the lower chakra, the four actually, that the lower chakras had almost no energy. And I did not get sick and I wasn't in pain, but I was having a difficulty in manifesting things that I wanted. And it was explained to me through meditation, actually, when you actually can be in connection with yourself, that's a high a capital S as opposed to the human self, that I was doing too much work on my upper chakras and not enough on my lower chakras. So it's wonderful. Most people are the opposite of me. And some years ago, I had Carillion photography done, and they showed, you know, tremendous energy from the upper chakras, not from the lower. And I thought, oh, that's great. But it's not great for your effectiveness in the physical world. But for what I'm going to say, for most people, the majority of people are not meditating on how they can become more spiritual. So it's a very important chakra to have the spiritual energy. You just see that everything has to be in balance.
Yes, and when we're out of balance, whether it's with a chakra, with a physical body, any kind of imbalance, that does create health problems, that's for sure.
Yes, most assuredly. And we can now trace many of the things that are going on with saying, I wonder if, you know, this chakra is closed or is unbalanced, or and I'm not saying that just listening to me you're going to do all of this, you know, everything's going to heal, but I do want to give you some healing information on how you can stimulate your various chakras. And I mentioned before that it is meditation, visualization are very, very important, and when you add the color intention, it adds additional power to the chakra's vibration. So that sitting meditating, and when, you know, people in the Western world think of meditation, well, that's, you know, airy-fairy, woo-woo, and what good is it? It is so important in today's world because the stress that we're under, economic stress, business, economics, relationship stress, the stress that just... Even reading the newspapers or seeing things on television or on the computer, a lot of what's going on, we take a lot of that in because at some point we were all connected. And then we have a new stress, which is the actual vibrations coming from all this technology, the computer, the internet, the iPhones, the iPads, etc. These vibrations are not necessarily compatible with the human energy system, and therefore it actually causes us stress. So by sitting quietly and just, at first I'm going to just tell you, sit quietly and just breathe, we're going to bring ourselves more into balance. And as we do that, we are bringing also our chakras more into balance. But specifically, after we just relax for a few minutes and let go of the stresses of physical life, then we can begin to mentally see the chakras, starting at the base of our spine, moving up to the crown. And at each point in our mind, we create them like a circle, and we can see them spinning, and we see the color. And at each one, we can even see the words, so that when we're down at the base chakra, we can use the words, I live, I have, and then see that spinning. And stay there. When I say a few moments, just stay there. If you don't, you're not necessarily going to see it the way you see things with your eyes open. But putting your attention where attention goes, energy flows. Putting your attention on it, thinking what I'm telling you, your energy will naturally flow to that part or that chakra and that part of your body.
Beverly, before I have you continue, I just want to say I see some new people in our chat room. Billy Joe Bob, I've not seen you in our chat room before, so I wanted to extend a special welcome. And if you'd be kind enough to let me know how you heard about that show, post that in the chat room. I always like to know how people find us. And I also see a new number in our studio. Let's see, 770-885. What is your name and where are you calling from? 770-885. You're in the host queue. Go ahead, please.
Oh, this is Donna Carter. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
What's your first name?
Donna.
Oh, Donna, you're calling from Atlanta. I'm going to take a wild stab here, Donna. Are you a friend of Country Boy?
Yes, ma'am.
And what did he tell you to have you listen to the show?
He was saying that it's an inspirational show, and I just want to tune in.
Okay. And by pressing number one, when you called in, it's saying that you want to speak on our show, and so I called on you. So I thank you for listening to him to call in to listen to us. And we're on every single day live from 11 till noon. And you can catch any show 24/7 in our archives, Joyce Barry, Barrie, and friends.com. So is there anything you'd like to share at this moment?
Like I said, I'm just looking for inspiration and clarification.
Okay. And once again, just know you can hear us every day 24/7 in our archives. Let me go over to a real loyal listener, a friend of Beverly and myself, Janice. Hi, Janice.
Good morning. How is everybody this wonderful morning?
Now, is that the voice of an angel or what?
Oh, gee. Well, I'm enjoying listening to Beverly's great information on the chakras. And, you know, it's so funny because I have taken classes on this and I have multiple books. And, you know, you forget to constantly regenerate these ideas and principles. So thank you, Beverly. Wonderful information.
Thank you, Janice. I agree. I've known for years and have not activated these thoughts again, and then I decided this was important. Started to look to Joyce. She immediately loved the idea, and I'm delighted to get back to something that is so important.
Yes, I've actually studied pranic healing, and that's the energy fields and the chakras. So I've done some classes on that, and it's very good. So you're doing a great job. Thank you, as always.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We always love hearing that cheerful voice chime in on any show at any time. Anything else you want to share, given we caught you maybe for 5 minutes that you're not cooking up something?
Oh, just marketing and doing a little of tasking while I listen to the fabulous Joyce Barry and Friends show, my favorite radio talk show in the world.
And I know you're always multitasking, and I know you're always cooking. My only regret is I don't live closer to you, because when you tell me what you're cooking up, I go, I wish I was there.
Yes, so do I. You'll have to stop in and visit someday.
I might surprise you. Okay, back to Beverly Nadler, the one, the only health guru and guru on et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Back to you, Beverly.
Okay, let's get on with some more healing. Thought. This is very, very important. Every thought that you have, whether mental or emotional, is connected to a chakra. And a passionate thought is a red energy stimulant. Now, that's the base chakra. An angry thought actually decreases one's positive red energy flow. This means that continual anger will lower the energy of your root chakra. Why is that important to know? Because the energy of your root chakra, that red energy, that first energy, the base, the spot is where physical healing comes from. It's about physical activities. It's about manifestation. So you want to keep a good check on your angry thoughts and release them. If you find that you are an angry person and you're not sure what's causing it, I do what's known as reprogramming coaching, and I can help you with helping to release negative energy.
Now, Beverly, since you mentioned that you do that, now would be a good time to tell them how to find you, your website, the link to your book. So why don't you take a moment and do let our people know more about you.
My main website is BeverlyNadler.com. You can find out about my coaching on there. You can also find the testimonials on the coaching. And the coaching is reprogramming coaching. It's to change the subconscious thoughts, beliefs, energies, attitudes, programs, emotions, traumas, etc., that are interfering with you being able to function as you want to function on this third dimension. My book is Vibration. There's a link in the center of that website that says Vibrational Harmony Book. Just click on it, and you will read about the book. Another book is Loving the Game of Life. You read about that. And there's also, I'd like to tell you about something that's not on the website. It is my gift to you, and that is it's vibrationalharmony.biz, B-I-Z, which is Stress Mastery, Secrets of Stress Mastery. Very important, because as you stress yourself and you wear out your adrenal glands, you are interfering very much with the energy in your first chakra, the I Live chakra, and also in your third chakra, which is the I Will chakra, I Act chakra. So it's very important to know Secrets of Stress Mastery. And that is a separate website. It is not on my main website, but you can find out about me and my work and also contact me from my main website.
And, folks, my website is joycebarry.com, B-A-R-R-I-E. Beverly is probably the most popular reprogramming coach there is. I'm a success coach. I work with you on your goals, getting out of your comfort zone, accomplishing what you want. And we're both home business coaches. We both can assist you a great deal with that if that's something that interests you. Once again, my website, Joyce Barry, BARRIE.com. Hundreds of testimonials from all over the country, and here are just some of my favorite few.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I Think and Grow Rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email coachjoyce@aol.com. That's coachjoyce@aol.com.
Coach. Coach Joyce here at AOL.com, Coach Joyce at AOL.com, Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com, websites you want to check out to even get more from these different shows by seeing what it is we have to offer you. Back to you, Beverly.
Okay, let's go back to the healing. Listening or dancing to primal music, like the beating of drums, energizes your physical body and stimulates your root chakra, also called the base chakra, the one right at the base of your spine. And that's the red chakra. And physical activities like hatha yoga or any type of physical activity is going to stimulate that chakra. Your second chakra also is a physical exercise, and hatha yoga is very good for it. The third chakra, your solar plexus, that's your mental and your power center. Affirmations are particularly strengthening for the third chakra, especially about your own self-image. Using your mind to reason, to think, to plan, stimulates your third chakra. And sunbathing, Not right now in the East, but other places, because the third chakra is related to the fire element. The fourth chakra, that's the heart chakra, is touch, hugging, very important. And if you haven't got a person to hug, don't worry. Hugging yourself will do it. It's a very simple way to boost the energy and balance the heart chakra. Also, one of the reprogramming techniques that I do, which is based on tapping, that's very good. It's called EFT, and I've got it in my book also. Vibrational Harmony has this technique in it, and it has it specifically for self-love, among many other things. So, and that's great for this chakra. Also,
Beverly, I just want to add one thing on this chakra. When you said if you don't have someone nearby to hug yourself, absolutely. But I have another good substitute, a teddy bear. Go out and buy your favorite teddy bear, something that makes you smile just looking at it. I have teddy bears around that I love looking at that make me feel good. Go hug a nice, soft, pliable teddy bear.
That's a great idea. Great. And, of course, your pet. If you've got a dog or a cat that you can pet, that's not exactly hugging, but it's so powerfully healing that they bring dogs and cats into nursing homes and they help heal the patients. And that will affect the fourth chakra, which the heart chakra, which is also connected to your immune system. So that's a very important point. The throat chakra, sound, chanting, singing, listening to your favorite music, but not the tribal kind of music. That will not work for the throat chakra. It's more gentle music. Crystal bowl healing, that kind of sound is very good for the throat chakra.
Beverly, hold that thought because I believe this is the one. I have a couple of beautiful meditations from Ariana, also known as Dr. Denise Nadler, also known as your daughter. I think this is the one with the bowl. And that is awesome. And there's other meditation music like that on her original CDs, known as Ariana, with the music that she writes and that she sings with the voice of an angel. And if you're interested in any of those CDs, just send an email to starvisions@yahoo.com and let Dr. Denise know about the CDs you're interested in. I have them. I am so moved right to my heart chakra every time I hear her music and her beautiful voice. Back to you, Beverly.
I bet you didn't know when you got them that they were affecting your heart chakra. I mean, as a fact, you just could feel it, right?
Correct, of course.
Yeah. I felt it through the telephone. It's marvelous. Thank you for playing that. Yes, it's a wonderful way of healing the heart chakra. And the throat, the heart chakra and the throat chakra, what that actually is tuned to the heart chakra. The crystal bowl is tuned to your heart chakra, and it'll heal both your heart chakra and your throat chakra.
And another thing for healing on her CDs, her music, just does reach my soul. It brings tears to my eyes. Let me just play a bit. I know you have more to talk about, but we're talking about love, the heart chakra. Let me just give you a little bit of our Love and Ending by Ariana, otherwise known as Dr. Denise Nadler. Like I said, she truly has the voice of an angel. That's Dr. Denise Nadler. Back to you, Beverly.
Joyce, you're fading away for some reason.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's better. I'd want to just mention that those words and music are totally original. She not only sings, she writes the songs, the words, and the music.
She's got the brilliance, being so articulate from her mom with the books and the poetry. Do you have a special poem for us today, by the way?
I have a poem, but I do want to finish the rest of the healing for the other chakras. We still have two more to go.
Yes, absolutely.
So the third eye.
Time to wrap up. Go ahead.
Yeah, the third eye, which is your sixth chakra, which is where the third eye is, the brow. Its visualization is the best tool. Because third eye is where we manifest, we begin our dreams and visualizations. This is where we spin our visions, where we see them internally. And the seventh chakra, the crown chakra, this is pure silent meditation. There's nothing that needs to be added to it. The third eye chakra is when we're creating and visualizing the things that we want. The seventh chakra, which is the crown chakra, the meditative chakra, is where we are just simply quiet, going to that inner space and allowing that energy, the God within, to come forth and to assist us, because it does assist us. Now, you use more meditative-type techniques for the upper chakras and more physically-oriented techniques to affect the lower chakras, breathing into any of the chakras, and I don't mean a forced breath. I mean simply breathing in a measured, harmonious breath in and out, just gently, with attention on the chakra. Remember, energy goes where attention flows, or energy flows where attention goes. And so when you put your attention on it, breathe into it, visualize it, see the colors, and at the lower chakras, do the activities. You can also visualize yourself doing the activities, because brain scientists, neuroscientists have found that when we think of ourselves or see ourselves with intention, strong intention is doing something, the brain responds as if we actually did do it. And it is all energy that's coming from the brain through the nervous system that's feeding all of our organs and systems.
Okay. Anthony, if you finish the last chakra, I would like you to just go through them one more time, the color, the main thing as a summary, and then we'd love to hear your poem.
Okay. You want the summary. Okay. The base chakra, that's the first chakra, that is red. That's the adrenal glands. And the key words are I live and I have. The sex chakra, that's the sacral chakra, the second chakra. It's I feel and it's orange and it's the sex organs. The solar plexus is the third chakra, and that is I act and I will, and that is yellow. I did mention the sacral chakra. I want to say again, it's I feel, which is your emotions, not the love thing that we're talking about, but the emotions that go up and down, and also I create. The solar plexus, again, third chakra, I act, I will, it's yellow. It's your adrenals and pancreas. Your heart chakra, which is your fourth chakra, that is I love, and it's green and sometimes pink. And it's your thymus gland, which is your immune system. Your throat chakra, that's your fifth chakra, that's I express and I speak, and that is blue, and that's sea blue, and that's the thyroid. And the third eye chakra, which is your sixth chakra, it's I see, it's where visualizations are. It's the indigo, which is the deep, deep blue, and that's the pineal gland. And the crown chakra is violet, purple, sometimes white, and that is the pituitary gland.
And that's the I am.
That's the I am. Oh, I left that out. Yes, the third eye was I see, and the crown is I am.
Terrific lesson. Be sure to tune in to last week's show, the 23rd of January, in our archives, Joyce Barry, BARRIENFriends.com. Loved it. Fascinating topic. You're a fascinating woman, fascinating mother, fascinating author, and fascinating friend. Great show today, as always. Love to hear your poem.
I just chose I Believe in Me, because it's up to each one of us, the me that we are, to take charge of your life and do the things that are going to enhance your life, because you can. You have the ability. I believe in me. I've set myself free. I finally trust in tomorrow. No more struggle and strife, for I create my own life, and I've let go of yesterday's sorrow. We bring forth our world, and as it's unfurled, we make our own heaven or hell. Just look around you. See how beauty surrounds you, and you'll know all truly is well. You'll watch with awe at the blessings in store, for they come to you without end. I believe in me. I've set myself free. I know the universe is my friend. Start believing in you, for once you do, you'll know how wonderful you are. Your destiny's clear. There's nothing to fear. Your future is bright as a star.
Wow, beautiful as always. Great job, as always. Thank you, Beverly Nadler. Final words?
My final words is begin to do some of the things that you learn from this show, from last week's show, from any of the shows, the things that you learn to enhance your health and your happiness physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually when you take action and put into practice the things that you learn. You truly can change your life.
Folks, we are so delighted you tuned in today. We're delighted that you tune in every day. Those of you that do that, now you know 24/7 you can hear our shows. We always want to be there for you to make a difference in your life. Go out there and celebrate today. Celebrate your health. Celebrate your finances. Celebrate things you don't even think you have much of, because the more grateful you are, the more you celebrate, the more it will grow and accumulate. What you fret about, what you worry about, too will accumulate. So focus on the good. Keep in mind the pictures before you that make you happy, make you smile, and let's all celebrate together with our closing celebration song.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and friends.